Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to Sedona Spotlight, where each week my co-host, Darielle Archer, a special guest host, will feature teachers, healers, visionaries, and other notables in their field from mystical, magical Sedona, Arizona. Sedona Spotlight is here to shine its light on you, so anyone, anywhere, or anytime can experience the amazing energies emanating from the sacred red rocks of Sedona, Arizona. You can also lighten up live from Seattle and vicinity in Washington State every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. Or you can listen live online from anywhere in the world at 12:30 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time by clicking the Listen Live link at SedonaSpotlight.com, where you can also find archives of all of our shows anytime and from anywhere. And speaking of anywhere, today my special guest is Michiko Hayashi, joining us from Japan. And Michiko is Dr. Emoto's assistant for, oh gosh, I guess around 10 years or so, and especially during his groundbreaking research, and now continues to spread his message and his vision with a lot of passion with the Emoto Peace Project. So welcome, Michiko. Good to talk to you again.
Well, thank you so much, Martha, for having me here on this special day. I'm so happy and grateful to spread message from water through you and your wonderful program. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I know Dr. Moto's New York Times bestseller, The Hidden Messages in Water, which I think I discovered back in around 2007, I believe, was a huge a validation and awakening for me. And it basically proved what I already innately knew to be true, that sticks and stones can hurt your bones, but, you know, words don't. And I'm like, to put it bluntly, that was total BS. See, words can hurt even more.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, we do here in Japan, we have the word kotodama. Kotodama means every single word has its own spirit. And spirit, I would say spirit is more like a vibration or energy. So we were raised to use beautiful, good words rather than negative or ugly words. So it really makes sense. When we take water crystals and shows beautiful crystals to beautiful words or wonderful words, positive words, and likewise, I mean, different way. And then contrarily, negative words make negative or ugly form of crystal, water crystals. So water is really very honest, very truthful.
Very, very, very blunt. So for people that aren't familiar, why don't you describe Dr. Rizmoto's work a little bit? Very briefly.
Okay, thank you. Well, originally he was the doctor of alternative medicine, and he healed more than 10,000 people with using this Haddo machine called MRA. Actually, he bought this machine from the US, and it was called a magnetic resonance analyzer. And people were in the US, they were using different way, but Dr. Emoto started to use it in his own way, transmitting or discovering the root cause of the problems that people had, his client had, and transmitting the Haddo vibrational codes to neutralize the negative vibration that each patient or each client had. So having those, each client drink his own or her own personalized Haddo water. Haddo means vibration, vibrational water. He helped with all the different kinds of diseases and personal problems of more than 10,000 people. And that's how he wanted to, he discovered that everything was vibration and that water had memory and carried vibration, and that water can heal people if we use it in the right way. So after that, he wanted to prove that everything is vibration and water has the memory, and water observes that all the vibrations around it in a visible way. And then he came up with the idea to take crystals from frozen water. And it took him about 3 months before obtaining the very first crystal of water. But then when he got the very first crystal of water from microcluster water that he was using to heal people, help people, he said that this is a visual proof of vibration. So after that, he started. He took thousands and thousands of water crystals and discovered something very important. That was, the water is deeply related or connected with our consciousness, our words, and vibration, and so that was the beginning. And he wrote the very first book, Message from Water, with his own money, pocket money. And it was bilingual, Japanese and English. So he started to go spread all by itself. It's like a ripple effect of water. So it just went all around the world. And finally, one of the publishers in Japan asked him to write this, The Hidden Messages in Water, in Japanese. And the real good thing about this Hidden Messages in Water is that because Dr. Emoto was the master of Hado vibration in Japan, he was the very first person who started to talk about vibration in Japan. So he combined all the knowledge and wisdom he had about vibration and showed many beautiful water crystals in that book of The Hidden Messages in Water. So everybody can learn, whoever who read that book learned so much from that book about the vibration, about the consciousness, about the words, and how they're related.
Well, and when we've spoken before, you know, the fact that we're so much water too, that, you know, whatever the water is exposed to, or, you know, then when he took those, made those crystals, and these absolutely gorgeous crystals were formed with very positive, beautiful words like gratitude and that sort of thing. And, and when they just turn out to be ugly blobs with, you know, words, you know, like fear,
like, I hate
and
you,
evil, and I hate you. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, well, no wonder we feel like crap when people say nasty stuff to us, you know, like I was saying earlier. And then you feel good when people say nice things, because we are vibration and we're resonating with what we're, you know, what's in our field.
Exactly. You know, whatever we think, we're just so, our mind is so busy every day, constantly we're thinking or feeling, and without, even though we are thinking or feeling something, we can't, there, it's not visible, so we don't, or we cannot hear it, but it's, we're thinking constantly or feeling something constantly, and that's all energy. We're generating our own energies constantly, and there we probably, it's probably beneficial for everyone to know, to think every single second is the choice that we can make. So if we choose the positive or beautiful emotions or thinking or thoughts or intentions, I am creating a beautiful tree of my life, and that tree of my life is energy. So it's emitting that beautiful energy outside or under the ground soil. So it affects everything within us and around us. So,
well, it's really interesting that you said even in the soil, because, you know, this weekend I was watching this summit. I've always been a real big fan of Paul Stamets. And they have this, this fungi global summit going on right now. Fantastic fungi global summit. And hopefully the event was on SedonaSpotlight.com. It's over now, but I think you can still get replays of it. But they're talking about how, you know, fungal and microbial, it is like an internet underground. It's an internet between each other and that sort of thing. And look at the water component in mushrooms as well. And it was so funny because I've just been getting this mushroom stuff all day long. And my daughter's going into microbial studies and had an interview for a PhD. you know, with this microbial studies place. And then, you know, I found a bottle on the street and it was like mushroom flavored something, kombucha or something. And then with all this water stuff going on, I'm like, wow, that maybe it's the consciousness of water that creates the intelligence in the, in all the mycelium that, you know, basically creates life.
Right. Yeah.
The plants, everything on the plant. And suddenly it was like, boing. And then you well, just said the soil. And I just remembered that. It's like, yes, you know, inside, outside, all around, the water is what carries the consciousness, which carries everything. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that does not have any water at all. I mean, even though we go to desert, even though it's very dry, it doesn't seem like we have water, but in the soil, in the air, there's always water. Mm-hmm. So we just have to know that water, one more thing, very important thing is just like what you said, water has the memory from ancient time. We already know that every single water has the memory from ancient time.
Intelligence, yeah. Intelligence. Everything, every living component. It's the first thing on earth, you know, it's the one thing that will always survive, but it won't survive without water.
Exactly.
Or so will never bloom. It can stay dormant, but it won't function. Function until it's got some moisture. And it was really interesting too, because I was, when I was looking at that, you know, from that perspective a little bit more too, and I was kind of searching around, that the mycelium is what actually takes the waters from the trees to trees and the nutrients. And so it's like, I mean, just the whole thing is just so miraculous. And when you start thinking those perspectives, the intelligence of the water and, you know, what goes on underground too, it's, I think it's a reflection of what's happening above ground, but it's unseen. And just like what Dr. Emoto did, that was so amazing. And as I say, it's a great timing to have this conversation, because it's, you know, on the 7th anniversary on, you know, of his passing, and the legacy he left behind was basically, as I say, illustrating and showing us what we innately know. And when you have that validation and that connection, and it has spurred so much, so much of the work that, you know, people like Paul Stamets and everybody else has really dovetailed from, as far as that interconnection and that greater consciousness. And, you know, mushrooms, I think, are just the delivery system for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, I think Dr. Emoto's work really gave a big impact on this earth to all the most of the people, because it's been more than 20 years since he took the very first water crystals, and then he made this book, started to go around the world, and then this The Hidden Messages in Water became the New York Times bestseller, and it was translated into 40 languages. So people started to learn so much from that and gave such a big impact to all these people who have read that book. And now that we just have to remember that there's 7.9 billion people on this earth. So if they learn about this water memory, the world, I know that world will become a much better world, happier, harmonious place instantaneously. And water has that power.
Yeah. And it's really amazing when you talk about kind of that power and the consciousness in water too, and what it has to teach us. And that's why all the indigenous, and it's really, it was almost divinely orchestrated, you know, how after Dr. Emoto's passing and even Jose Arguelles, both of those, you know, people, just was really influenced by their work. But you were supposed to be coming down to Shasta to meet with me and Stephanie South. And I think that was going to be a catalyst. And when you couldn't come, then here my husband winds up in a piano bar with Leon McLaughlin, the founder of the Clean Water Foundation, and which started the whole, you know, this whole kind of ripple effect where we were able to talk to, you know, I had the pleasure of knowing you at that point, And you had the connection through Dr. Emoto and what was going on in the reservation. So why don't you tell us about that too?
Because thank you.
There would be no Sedona Spotlight and I would not be in Sedona if it wasn't for Dr. Emoto.
Oh, wow.
Of course, you.
I am honored to hear that. Thank you so much. And you know, you are the very person who started to say, why don't we help the water with the Hopi underground
and told us about what was going on. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't know anything about this water problem in the Hopi land until you and Leon explained that. For Dr. Emoto, the Hopi friends were so special because of the relationship between the elder Vernon Masayasava and Dr. Emoto. When Vernon read the message from water, he felt that book was all explaining about what they have heard from their ancestors. Yeah. So that's how Vernon reached Dr. Emoto. And once they met each other, they had the brother kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. They connected instantaneously and they started to share their wisdom of water and mm-hmm. what the ancient people of Hopi people were saying and what the discovery of Dr. Emoto was showing. So that's why Dr. Emoto went to the Hopi land and gave his presentation with Vernon. And that was like early 2000. I can't remember exactly when it was, like 2004, 5, around that time.
Yeah.
And then Vernon came. Dr. Emoto invited Vernon and his wife, Becky, to Japan. So we always had the very strong relationship and friendship with Hopi, Vernon, and other people. So I am very honored to be part of this beautiful, beautiful project to bring this water filter to help them. I mean, everybody has the right to drink clean water, healthy water. And you know, Dr. Emoto always said, God is giving us, has been giving us all on all the beings on planet Earth equally the right to reach water. So we should not be selling it, but we should be, if we share it with everyone, we have plenty of water, plenty of food, plenty of everything. So, you know, we just have to keep helping them.
And it's interesting, the whole Tibetan connection that's come through here now, too. You know, what they knew how important it was on Hopi land. And it's interesting because they have the purest, cleanest water in the world. And then, you know, we got some of the most polluted with all this uranium and arsenic. And it's just been making the Hopi sick for so, so long with no abilities. I mean, they're not commercial. They're not a commercial tribe. Mm-hmm. You know, they're sacred wisdom keepers. Yeah. You know, they just meditate for the earth and pray. And and that's where, you know, they've been so many people have kind of hurt them and taken advantage of them over the years that even with a lot of people that have wanted to help, if it wasn't for your connection, you know, your direct connection and the trust for you to introduce us to Vernon and, you know, to start getting this project on the ground. That was back in 2017.
Right.
I think we first started talking about it. And then tell them what happened when you and Ted and, you know, my family, we all went up to the reservation.
That was 2019 when we all went
up there. Yeah. See how
that was in April.
Yeah.
And
that was my first time to Sedona. And that's when we decided to move here.
Wonderful. I love Sedona. I can't wait until I go back there. But anyway, in 2019, that was April when Ted and I went to the Hopi land. And actually, I gave a presentation. You drove with your husband and your daughter to meet with us. And then we all got together with Ernest.
Yeah.
We offered the prayer at the lake.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? And I gave my presentation remember, and I took a picture and I sent it to you, and along with Dr. Moto's picture when he was there. And you said, you realized something very important. You said, does it say the 27th of April? And I said, yeah. I said, did you give the presentation on the 27th of April? I said, I think it was. Yeah. So just coincided with Dr. Moto's being there.
It was the exact same day. And the day as Dr. Moto was there, you know, how many years later was you were there doing the same thing. It was like, you can't make this stuff up.
No. So I can always tell that Dr. Moto is really, really grateful that we are helping those people in Hopi, because they should not be drinking this arsenic, just poisoned water. It's really, and other people don't know that this is happening.
Yeah. And unfortunately, all the mining companies, and this is happening all over the country, but I think it's important and it's interesting how we're, it's like the worst on Hopi land, and Hopi land is considered the center of the universe.
Exactly.
And so it's like, this is where we start. So this is where we're starting. And then we're going to be, you know, we're already starting to branch out into the Navajo, but almost all the indigenous land, whether it's water pollution or pollution from all the other energy resources that, you know, that have kind of ruined our aquifers, and like even in the Northwest, you know, all the reservations have all the oil refineries because these companies were able to, you know, stay away from regulation, and they've just completely polluted the lands. And then most of them were dependent on whatever contract they had with them for income. And so they were just getting pennies on the dollar as, you know, their land was being destroyed, and there's no way to get, you know, no compensation. You know, there's no legal way for them to get any help. So really, we are the only ones that can do it. And if it's, if water is a reflection too, and if water is a consciousness, if our water is polluted, kind of, you know, it's a reflection on some of the consciousness going on that kind of created that as well. So if we all come in with a positive, we don't want to guilt and shame people. This is a positive movement. We want to bringing water to them with joy. And all the water filters have the gratitude crystal from Dr. Emoto on it that are going on the reservation and elsewhere. And so it is a very symbiotic relationship that does feel very divinely orchestrated.
Right. And, you know, this is really a project of love. Leon and you and Washington, Ted, everybody is just focusing on this project with so much love for those people on the Hopi land, in Navajo and in Peru. I mean, now it's spreading. And I mean, people can just join us from anywhere. And this water crystal, actually, that we are putting on each filter system is love and gratitude. And that has the highest vibration, and instantaneously gives that energy vibration into water. And all water on this earth is always communicating. It's science now. At the top of the water scientists have been proving that water in the world is communicating with each other instantaneously. So it doesn't matter where we are. If the water and underground on Hopi land is polluted, we are vibrationally polluted. But if we give love and gratitude,
we can change that.
We can change that. Yeah. Exactly. So that's what we are doing, right, Martha?
Yep. Well, that's what we're aiming to do. And I mean to, you know, invite you all to do too. And that's, as I say, why we call it Sedona Spotlight, because it's, you know, ultimately what we, you know, we're all projecting. And so we're hoping that what we're projecting is as positive as we can make it. And then also there's a big empowerment piece too. You know, it's we're in a creation stage. And so where we put our time and attention, and how we do that can clear our own, you know, we heal ourselves at the same time as well, you know, with positive intentions and actions.
Yeah. Whatever we do is affecting our own water too. So Well, if we do help those people in the Hopi land and in Navajo and other places, we're just helping us too. So it's just not only giving to other people, giving to us also.
Exactly, exactly. Well, and boy, our time flew by fast. And I just want to let people know too, if they go to Sedona Spotlight, they will see, you know, Michiko's helping us to populate, you know, now that we're taking this new direction here with some of our tutorials and researches. So you can also just go to the resource page on Sedona Spotlight, and you'll see her talking about and showing examples of the messages in water, and also one of her world water messages, which is the water prayer. And that was one big thing that Dr. Emoto did a lot. And you maybe want to close by telling us about that water prayer and what we can do.
Sure, thank you. Well, Dr. Emoto discovered that our intention, our prayer, really affects water with good thoughts. So he was asked to get offer the prayer, blessing water to all the waters that nearby in the local places wherever he was giving his presentations. So that's how it started. But on the 25th of July, he made this day a special day of water ceremony day, giving love and gratitude to water. So on this 25th of July, he was always giving water prayer wherever he was. Yeah. So, and then other days, of course, he would offer the prayer to water. So whenever we go to, when I'm at the lakeside water, around the water, I offer the prayer. And so that's what we did with Martha and Ted and Ernest on the Hopi land. We offer the prayer to purify with our beautiful vibration. And that's something that everyone can do every day, just before you drink water, or just when you're taking the shower, you say, thank you, I love you. Then that water goes
a long, long way. And I'm afraid we're at the end of our show. Amici, I'll definitely have you back again. And so thank you so much for joining us today. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in and tuning up Sedona Spotlight, because collectively we can all be lighthouses, and especially with water.
Right on. Thank you so much.
Helping to create a brighter world and better future for everyone, everywhere, and anytime. So thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day, everyone.